All the buses had gone for the day by the time Chrissy left detention. She stomped down the main corridor of Rosetta Preparatory High, levying glowers at the mascot banners that plastered the walls. Right by the front office was a big sign that said, "See a bully? Tell an adult!" with a picture of a girl in blonde braids valiantly tattling on her classmates. She even had a cape photoshopped onto her shoulders. Chrissy rolled her eyes. There was no way being an informant was more heroic than taking out the bully herself. Chrissy should have been given a medal, not detention. The fact that Chrissy could even hit Beverly Hair Dye Nichols' nose with such a perfect pitch should have at least had the school board considering a position for her on the softball team. But no. Instead, they'd sentenced Chrissy to detention in Mrs. Chandler's biology room, which reeked of formaldehyde. The October air had grown chilly in the time Chrissy had spent incarcerated. Chrissy zipped up her hoodie as she began to make her way across the schoolyard. She kicked at the crisp, fragrant leaves that huddled in the gutters. Back in Austin, October was still shorts and t-shirt weather. In Rosetta, Wyoming, it was cold and overcast and threatening snow. Snow! Chrissy had never walked home from school since moving to Wyoming, but she knew her address and knew to turn left when she got to the intersection of Peter Street and Vine Avenue. Her house lay beyond the Ivy Heights, the rich neighborhood that Rosetta Preparatory High School served. Chrissy gave the imposing Heights houses sidelong frowns as she passed them. Beverly Nichols and her posse likely lived in these stately homes.
"Beverly,"
Chrissy snorted to herself, remembering the to-do the school officials had made over sending Miss Anthropy to the hospital. Of course an uptown cheerleader brat like Hair Dye, as uptown as someone could be in Podunk, Wyoming anyway, wouldn't have a name like Beverly. Of course she would. Chrissy's mouth twisted in a little smile as she contemplated what Beverly's alias would be if she were a supervillain. Strike that. Beverly didn't quite qualify for full villainy. She and her entourage were flunkies at best. What had her cronies called her? Bee? Queen Bee it was, then. Queen Bee and the Haughty Hive. The rage petered out of Chrissy's march as she began to reimagine the altercation with Beverly's gang as it would have played out in panels and speech bubbles. Queen Bee would appear in her striped cat suit to match her ridiculous dye-striped hair, poised in a domineering jeer over her helpless quarry, when she, Chrissy, would arrive on the scene in splendid fashion, clad in infernal red and tossing back a long, dazzling ponytail.
"Pick on somebody your own size!"
Chrissy would yell. Never mind that Beverly and Amelia were exactly the same size, come to think of it. Chrissy swatted her hand as if mentally wiping away the dialogue. Surely she could think of something better than that. The Rudolph digs had been pretty good. Chrissy grinned at herself in congratulations, but perhaps some bee puns were in order.
"Buzz off, Queen Bee, or you'll get the sting!"
Chrissy shouted, throwing out her hand imperiously. It was only then when Chrissy took note of her surroundings. Her brow furrowed and she dropped her hand, looking around. She'd been so lost in her fantasy that she hadn't paid any attention to where her feet had taken her. She wheeled around, shading her eyes against the sunset, and squinted back down the street. She'd either walked farther than she'd thought, or she had taken a turn somewhere, because she couldn't see Rosetta Prep any longer. Chrissy reached for her phone, thinking to punch her address into her GPS app, but just as she pulled up the map, her phone chirped in swansong and promptly died, exhausted by all the unsanctioned time Chrissy had spent on Mindel throughout the day. Ugh. There was nothing but houses on this road, and none of them were Casa de las Cliffords, so Chrissy turned a few corners until she found a landmark. The Rosetta Public Library. The library was the small city's one big claim to fame. It was an enormous, sprawling building that supposedly had its own amphitheater and a museum wholly dedicated to the Arne Thompson Tailtype Index. Whatever that was. Everyone spoke about the library in tones of reverence. Where Chrissy was from, gas stations were more interesting. Sure, libraries always had comics and graphic novels, but their collections were never complete, and there was nothing dorkier than having to read a dilapidated comic book encased in a protective plastic binder. Besides, Chrissy had run afoul of one too many librarians in her day. Apparently, providing your own sound effects was frowned upon in the reading lounges. Still, libraries were supposed to be full of information, right? Surely a map was within the realm of possibilities. Or, better yet, an outlet where she could get a quick charge for her phone. Chrissy was fairly useless at reading maps that didn't digitally adjust in real time with verbal turn-by-turn prompts. Chrissy adjusted her backpack on her shoulders and crossed the street, scaled the steps, and heaved open the heavy library door. She was immediately greeted by the scent of paper and the sight of a vaulted ceiling propped, it seemed, by the very bookshelves themselves. Stairwells and balconies ran the length of the building. Chrissy found herself involuntarily gaping around, and for a second it was as if her legs had forgotten how to move while her eyes drifted. All right. It was cooler than she expected, she had to admit. Still, it was no skate park. She shook herself out of her momentary reverie and treaded across the polished floor. The library didn't seem to be very busy. A librarian sat at the front information desk, right next to a big sign that advertised the Middle Eastern literature exhibit that Chrissy's history teacher wouldn't stop talking about. He'd even promised his class extra credit if they went to the exhibit. Maybe she would grab a flyer while she was here and make good use of this unexpected detour.
"Can I help you, miss? We're about to close,"
the librarian asked as Chrissy approached.
"Oh, I just need some directions. I think I'm trying to get to Peter Street and Vine."
"Peter Street,"
the librarian repeated, thinking.
"Ah, let's see. Oh yes, that's not far from here."
She began to draw out a simple map on a sticky note.
"And then just turn left and you'll be set,"
she finished, passing the yellow square across the desk.
"Thanks! You're a lifesaver."
The librarian stood, a little shakily, reaching for her cane.
"Have a good evening. Do come back soon."
"See ya!"
Chrissy responded, taking a moment to grab a flyer decorated with Arabic calligraphy. She trotted back out onto the street with a little bounce in her step as she squinted at the directions on the sticky slip of paper. The sun was already going down. How long had she been wandering the wrong direction? She'd probably missed tonight's new episode of Upbeat. She'd have to catch it online before somebody spoiled it. There was a crash and a tremor that made Chrissy's heart jump into her throat. She spun on her heel toward the sound, back toward the library, and her gut clenched. Something had just burst through the building's ceiling. It almost looked like some kind of twisted metal structure. Thick, irregular spikes grazed through the roof, causing it to crumble in on whatever lay inside the library's domed hall. Chrissy staggered backward and made a turn and run as fast as her legs would carry her when there was an eldritch howl followed by a very human scream. Chrissy gasped and pedaled herself to a stop, though it felt as if her lungs kept going without her.
"The librarian!"
She swung around, taking a few indecisive hopping steps backward. The thing, whatever it was, writhed and ducked lower into the building. Chrissy swallowed, then huffed, steeling herself.
"Hang on! I'm coming!"
Chrissy called, running back to the library at full tilt. Her light-up Valor Patrol Teen Edition shoes blinked with every step she took.